We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud. Mechaber tells us the Mekadesh Al Kos Mole Yayin. We're discussing the laws of Kiddush. It's necessary that when it comes to the Kiddush, that one should have a cup which is completely filled up with wine. Shloye Pogum, which we'll discuss what that means in a second, as defined in the Mishnah Berurah. All the laws which pertain to the kos, shalbracha, the cup, pertains to benching, so too the laws of Kiddush as well as Havdalah. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. He says, the kos shal Kiddush v'Havdalah, who v'chlal shar kos shalbracha, it's under the same category, the sar shehe mole, that it's necessary that it should be full. So when it comes to benching, as well as Kiddush and Havdalah, we have to make sure that we have a full cup of wine. He says, "V'im enu mole." Let's say, for example, it's not full. V'im lo kosach. You don't have another cup. For example, it's this only cup that you have, and you poured a certain amount. And the question is this acceptable? So it says, "Mutu lo kaddish love." You can still make Kiddush on this cup of wine. Kivan sheish shi'arabiyas. Just provided that it has the minimal amount in it, that's acceptable. Of course, the best way is to have a full cup of wine. Then the Mishnah discusses what does it mean that the wine, the cup should not be pogrom. Hainu, it means that let's say someone drank from this cup, and now there's still a little bit of wine in it, half a cup, whatever. So you cannot take this cup and drink and make the Kiddush on it. Because the fact that this cup, there was Kiddush already, and there's wine, there's contents within, that's considered to be pogrom, and not supposed to drink such wine. You should not make Kiddush, rather, on such wine. It says, however, b'shas avchak, let's say under extreme circumstances, she'ein lo kos acher, this is all you have, is a cup which is pogrom. So it says, b'varchen al kos pogrom, then a person is allowed to make Kiddush on such a cup. Again, this is not l'chachila. And what does it mean when the Mechaber said that you should follow all the same laws when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah to that of Birchas HaMazon? He says, Shehei HaKos Shalem, that it has to be a complete cup, as we said. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hem Mudach Heite Mebefnim Mechutz. Even though the Gemara in Brachos discusses numerous different things that people do when it comes to the Kiddush, certainly the cup has to be cleaned on the inside as well as the outside. And therefore, what's halacha, a person would take a cup, let's say for example someone else made Kiddush, you want to make Kiddush now, so you cannot just take that cup of wine, even if it was already drunk, it's empty, you have to go and you're supposed to rinse it out in the inside and outside, and only afterwards Kiddush should be said on such a cup. Then the Mechaber continues and discusses another point when it comes to Kiddush. He says, V'omer v'yechulu m'uman. We know on Friday night there are different minhagim. Some people stand the whole Kiddush, some people may sit. And some people, such as my custom, the custom of my Rosh Hashiva, is that Ba'omer Ba'yichul Umad, we at least say the first paragraph of Ba'yichul standing, and then afterwards we sit. And the Mechaber says, V'yachach Omer Ba'yichul Gafen, V'yachach Kiddush, that's the order. First you say the bracha on the wine, and then on Kiddush, even though there's a dispute in brachas, the eighth paragraph between Beis Shammai and Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel, that first you make the bracha on the wine because of the concept of Tadir, B'sheinu Tadir, because we make the bracha on wine more often than the bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos was only once a week. So the question is, why does the Mechaber recommend and say that it's necessary, rather, that a person is supposed to make the first paragraph of a Yechul standing? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shu Edus, Al Briyas Shemayim V'Aretz. When you're saying this paragraph, it's not just words, but what we're actually doing is we're testifying that Hashem created the Shemayim V'Aretz. And therefore we know when it comes to Edus, Edus Be'inam Umat. It's necessary that one would stand when one gives testimony. That's, as we also discussed a few weeks back, that when it comes to Marav, in which Vayichul is also said, it's customary that when one says that paragraph Vayichulu, it should not be done by Yechidus. Preferably, you should say it with the Minyan. If, let's say, you daven a little bit longer, and you end up finishing the Shemoneh Esrei after everyone else, and they already said Vayichulu, so some people will actually go to another person after davening's over, and say the paragraph Vayichulu together, because when it comes to Edus testimony, it's not with one witness, but rather with at least with two. Now, V'yapa pi v'omru b'tfil, he says, even though it was already said in our davening, chos v'omru, we repeat it in our Kiddush, and the reason is, l'hoitzi banu v'nei beso, so says the Torah, in order to fulfill the obligation of others in our house. And the Rokeach brings down the name of the Medrash that Vayechulu, and doesn't discuss the reason why, should be said three times, as we know. One is during the Marv Tefillah, one is afterwards, and the third time is on a kos. So important is Vayechulu that Mishnah Berurah brings down the names of the Achronim. He says that if a person would not say the paragraph Vayechulu during Kiddush, Amru be'emsa suda al hakos, that a person should make this paragraph and say it during the middle of your meal, and you should say it on a cup. Now, again, this is the words of the Mechaber. The Ramah tells us that v'yochol lamoy b'shasa kiddush, he says it's not necessary that you have to stand only for the first paragraph and then sit. You can stand the entire kiddush. V'yoser tov leishiv, he quotes the Kobo, the Ramah does, and says that it's even better to sit the entire kiddush. V'nohagim leishiv ach b'shas Shomer Baichu. And some actually will sit even for the first paragraph, which of course is the question of Eidos, which he doesn't get into. Rakish Maschilun Oimdin Ksasu Kabod Hashem, Ki Maschilun Yom Hashish Baichu Hashemayim, when it comes to those first four words, Yom Hashish Baichu Hashemayim, the first four words, those four words, the letter of each word, Yud and Yom, then the Hey and Hashishi Baichu Hashemayim, spells Hashem's name. And therefore, because of that, some will at least stand for that and then sit for the rest of the paragraph. And he says, the reason why some people would prefer to sit is because when it comes to Kiddush, you don't just make Kiddush. It's necessary to have Kiddush b'makam suda. You have to eat afterwards. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, that when a person is sitting down during Kiddush, it gives a greater emphasis that you're actually having a suda, or you're about to partake in a meal. And this is also the custom of the Gra. Now, the last thing that the Ramah tells us, he says, we'll discuss more about this tomorrow, exactly where one should start, because technically starting with Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim really is in the middle of a Pasuk, and how could we begin and split Pesukim? You're really supposed to say the entire Pasuk, so there's different opinions where the Kiddush will start. We'll talk about that tomorrow. He says as follows, that the Ramah tells us that when a person makes the Kiddush, Kishemaschil Gitin Eino Beneros. It's customary that one should look at the candles, the Shabbos candles, when the Kiddush is being said. Vehu Segulas Refuah Le'inayim. This is actually a Gemara is brought down that the Mishnah Berurah says that by looking at the Shabbos candles, somehow it's a way to heal one's eyes. Shikahu Alidei Psia Gasa. If a person takes large steps, the Gemara says it could reduce a certain amount of one's eyesight. However, he says, in medaktik mezek kolkach, not everyone's so strict. Now, what exactly does that mean? Certainly there's what to discuss. Is it just a magical thing by looking at the candles, all of a sudden your eyes are restored, and why are you losing your eyesight? So perhaps the idea of a psiagasa, as the Gemara discusses, is a person takes large steps. What they're doing is they're going so fast that they're not really appreciating all the life around them. They're taking things just too fast. And because of that, they lose sight. It doesn't mean necessarily their eyesight goes bad, but they're missing out on so many things. And the greatness of Shabbos is that a person, by looking at the Shabbos candles, realizes this is an opportunity for me not to take such long steps, for me not to just jump through life, but rather to appreciate every moment.